teachers from around Oklahoma descended on the state capitol earlier this year, demanding better pay and working conditions. They didn't get everything they asked for, but lawmakers did pass the first teacher pay raise in more than a decade. Andrea Brody is a special education teacher in Choctaw, and this month she got her raise. It's the first in her 12-year teaching career, $414 a month. She's using that money to retire her 17-year-old car.
What's the first thing you're going to do with the paper? Put your name on it. I am Andrea Brody, and I teach special education grades 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Before, have a seat, please, and I'll be right there. Previous to those days leading up to the walkout, I didn't want to leave school. On one hand, I knew we needed to fight the good fight, but then I'm torn because my students are my kids, and I needed to be here with them too, because my students most of all need that consistency in their schedule. They need the familiarity. We had talked about why we needed to walk out, and it boils down to our education system is in a crisis. We don't have enough teachers. There are vacant seats that are never filled. I was very anxious. I didn't know what to expect. I knew it was part of history. I knew it was a really big deal. But getting down there at that Capitol and hearing bands playing music, and we would walk laps around the Capitol with our signs and walk. And I know you're just walking in a circle, but it was so much more than that. For my personal kids, I ended up taking them to the Capitol with me. They got to really see the full impact of why we were doing what we were doing, because I didn't want them to think that we were just out of school for fun. I wanted them to see that we are down there fighting for them. Personally, the biggest success was just how unified we all were. It's hard to feel like you're going to make much of a difference when you're just one person. And I go vote. I vote every time I'm able to vote. But I've never done more than that. So having safety in numbers is what allowed me to feel like I should be more outspoken. It's actually kind of awakened some things because I'm now more involved with our local union, our Association of Classroom Teachers. I've now become our building representative. So I go to the meetings and we talk about what needs to be done and what we have done and how we can do things differently or better. So it has really kind of guided me down a different path that I never expected before.
Today you wrote, "Dear Mom or Dad, my favorite thing at school today was?
PE.
Today at school I ate?
Chicken.
Were the feathers still on it? Okay, good. Today was a?
Great day.
Great day. And then you signed your letter. And then?
It is the first day that we have gotten our paychecks with our pay raise on it. This is my first pay raise in 12 years. We have ice cream in the lounge. And so today is a big day of celebration for us. The pay raise that I personally have gotten is $414 more a month than it was. And that's huge for our family.
Hi. Where's your glasses?
I put them in my glasses case.
I have 5 children. I had been driving a 17-year-old GMC Yukon. The gas gauge quit working. The paint was peeling off the hood. I had a tape player. You know, we'll call that retro or vintage. But because of the gains we've made and the pay raise we have gotten, my husband and I were able to go purchase a 2017 Dodge Grand Caravan minivan for our family. We now have safe transportation for us and our kids.
It starts up so much quieter than my old car did.
Special education teachers in Oklahoma are what I like to call unicorns. I know that sounds silly, but we are rare, very rare. I have spent time worrying that if it doesn't get better and there ever comes a time that I feel I need to leave the classroom, how am I going to be able to do that and leave my students, not knowing if they're going to find a replacement that will be able to do a really good job.
Zach Gosshorn reported this story as part of NPR's Next Generation Radio Boot Camp, hosted by KOSU. You can see his stories and illustrations of Brody and her students at kosu.org.